Well, g'day there. Back up here on Ben Buckler, look out to sea. I hope you're enjoying the view, the best meditation on earth, looking at nature, being in nature. But if your headspace is wrong, you're going to get it wrong. No matter how long you spend in nature, you're going to be grumpy or confused or uncertain. So let's talk about another one of nature's principles. A lot of people say, do what you love and love what you do. Go and do the work you like and don't do the work you don't like. But is it possible? If there's two sides to everything, when you do something you like, there's two sides to what you like, and there's a like side to what you don't like. So no matter what you do, you're going to find things you don't like. So is it possible to find a job that has pleasure without pain? Well, you can ask yourself that question over and over again, but the simplest way to say is, what would happen if there was no war on earth? What would happen if there was all like on earth? There'd be no Israel-Palestine argument. There'd be no sore throat. There'd be no wind. There'd be no current. There'd be no waves. There'd be no confusion. There'd be no uncertainty. And what would be the drawback of that? What's the downside of having no war and no struggles and no arguments and no pain and no confusion? What's the downside? And the downside is very, very simple. Nature grows at the border of war and peace. Nature grows at the border of chaos and order. Nature grows at the border of support and challenge. So the purpose of a relationship with another person at home is support and challenge. It's not like and dislike. It's very easy to know these principles, nature's universal laws. It's very easy. The complication is in applying them to what everyone thinks is normal, everyday life. And I challenge you to go and walk around your life and think to yourself, what would happen if my dreams came true and I just had bliss and peace and tranquility and order and organization for the rest of my eternity? What would happen? What would be the downside? And you only have to go and look at a swamp or a cesspool or a lot of water, such as this stuff here that's behind the underneath the chair, to see that water that stays still has peace, stagnates, and rots. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Think it through.